to. You know, the piece of wood ran right back behind the horses.
Yeah, you talking about the double tree cross that.
Oh, I see. And then each horse had a...
Yeah. Each one of them, yes. Yeah, they take, but they, when you had the lead horses and all, see, they hooked them to that double tree back there and hooked the triangle trees on them. And I see, and they had a double pin in their tongue back here, one through the double tree and one through to went through the hounds of the wagon.
Uh-huh.
And out at the end there, they're taking in that hitch rein while your breast chain reins went in. There's another piece come bolted way back by halfway the tongue, and it come up there with a rein here on it,
yeah,
with another double tree on here.
Huh, that's a strange way.
Right out on the front, setting out about that foot in front of the other tongue.
Okay.
And it was a light double tree, it wasn't as heavy as the back one. And then it went on out, and the other one out in front there, they just run a chain from here out to there, and they had another double tree there, fastened it, come back and fastened up across the mule, the middle ones, if they had six, across the back. It was just what kind of satellite.
Yeah.
That held it up and helped the double tree up. And then there, in front up there, I guess, when they slacked speed, that thing would drop down. But they fastened with the britching on there, the tracer and all, you know, it couldn't drop down, just drop down back to the hunkers back there.
Uh-huh.
We had a heap of them over there, hold it, load them down with that sugar cane, go in them bottom down there, slap six of them horses to it.
Yeah.
And go down there and just put a load up them old army wagons up, that's a high, you could get it up on there. And crawl up on there, and I got and turn them loose. Let them go straight on in.
Yeah. Y'all raise that old purple cane, ribbon cane?
Yeah, take and use sugar cane, the red and the white sugar cane,
yeah.
Cayenne.
Yeah.
And they didn't have no POJ. I had it over here. They didn't have no POJ. He didn't come in until about the middle of the 30s.
Yeah. Where did y'all plant sugar cane? Down
in
the bottom?
Yeah, down in the bottom, back down there. We planted we had about 10 acres in the bottom back there.
Uh-huh.
Or we make sure we start about the middle of, about the 1st of November and make it on up to February. I got to take, cut it down and pile it up in a pile and just go in that strip, just what you can grind each week. Keep the coal, you know, and all off of it.
Yeah.
And you go ahead and bed some of it and just cut the other and pile it down a heap of times. You wouldn't get through grinding it all. I got to take it right up, strip it all and put it in the ground, plant another patch.
Huh.
Had that old sorghum cane, that some of that, I forget the name of it, some of it grow 16 foot tall. And take you and plant it over there next to a 60-foot cut. And we just made hundreds and hundreds of gallons of syrup off of it.
Huh.
It wasn't nothing.
60-foot.
Yeah. And we taken, and I think they had 5 acres back there and wind up, the cars and all got into it, messed up with a bunch of it. But see, you can make it in July and August.
Yeah.
It take and come off right quick. And you get through with it, well, mostly about August and September, and as soon as you got through with it, you go out and hit right straight to sugar cane. And you get to the white first and grind it, and then you go to the red. The red will stand along the white sugar cane wood.
Mm-hmm.
Go in there and take and get started with it, cut it all down, pile it all up, getting in the house, that's a bunch of come in and strip behind you. Just take a certain bunch and strip just like you would getting out there, you know, rolling logs. They'd have log rollings at night, and some of the women would be quilling and making a bed ticking and all like that. The women would do that, and all the men, they'd get and roll logs and pile them and burn them. And now, back then, burn all that good wood up, and these people now, they ain't wasting nothing with put wood, nothing.
Yeah,
I've seen piles of logs at this house, ain't nothing. I got it. They pile them all up in piles, stick fire to them, and let them go.
God.
Put a lighter all the way around and just